Amen. You may be seated. The word the Lord gave me, he said to me, the heavens are open. And then he said to me, all the windows, all the doors, all the gates are open. And then he says, the wind of heaven is blowing. And the blessings are flowing. And so this is the kind of year we're going to live under. A year with all the heaven open, all the windows open, all the doors open, all the gates open, the wind blowing, and the blessings are flowing. You don't mind a life like that, do you? So the Lord, you know, I worked out a message. And I don't write a lot of notes, but I work out a message, boy. And just lost the message, just lost it. I told Bob, I dug under the house, all under my desk. Where's this message? Good message. And I went to my other desk. You know, I got two desks in my home, under my bedroom. I went there and turned all the papers over. Couldn't find the message. So I knew what that meant. He had something else he wanted to say. I've been with him long enough. So we're going to deal with 2 Peter. And how to live in multiplied favor the rest of your life. You must have, you undoubtedly didn't hear what I said. And I'm representing God, you know. He told me to say this. Let me see, can I say it again now? This is what God, how to live in multiplied favor the rest of your life. Another way to say it is, living under an open heaven of favor. Don't care what it look. You're going to remember that the apostle said from an apostolic teaching, prophetic word, pastoral assignment, that you could live under an open heaven of favor. And then another way he said it to me, heaven favor is knocking at the door of your heart. And he get to the point, and I'll read two scriptures when I get down there, but he says, open the door, and favor will never stop coming in. It's like going to be a year of favor, doesn't it? So let's read in 2 Peter, our foundation of scripture. I always love these scriptures because they have so much insight in them. I use them as keys tonight. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have, I want you to underline some things, obtain like precious faith. Underline that. Say it, obtain like precious faith. Now that's very important because everything God says to us, and everything God promises us, we have to know it must align with faith. Okay? Obtain like precious faith. And then God said in his word, Romans 12, three, he has given to every man the measure of faith. All right, and the Bible tells us the gesture of what? Live by faith. The Bible says without faith, what? It's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God but believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that did it. See, then the Bible goes on to say we walk by faith, by sight. All right, and then it tells us that faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So there's a whole lot of insight. We overcome by faith. You see, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world by faith. So faith is very, very important. You got to access the things. When you hear a word from God, you got to be able to access it. Are you understanding me? Now, so let's go to obtain like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God. Now, you underline the righteousness of God because that, for a long time, we didn't understand that we're in right standing with God because of Jesus. Righteousness. I mean him. His righteousness is my righteousness. Amen? All right. So I have a right to the blessing of God. I have a right to be free. Right? I have a right to live beyond limitation. Talk to me, somebody in here. I have a right to win. Every time. And so this reading is so wonderful, you can't hardly read it. without expounding on it as you go. Watch this. The righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 2. Now, verse 2 is the main text. That word grace denotes unmerited favor. And so grace and favor is interchangeable. So grace and peace be multiplied unto you. But notice it didn't stop there. You see, a lot of times it's not automatic. It has to be accessed. It has to be understood. You need help to understand God's favor and God's grace and God's peace. He says, through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. See, you need to have some knowledge. That's our job from up here. Your job is to receive it. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that acknowledges again. The knowledge of him that through the knowledge, through the knowledge, through the knowledge. You see that? It repeats itself through the knowledge. First one, I'm just seeing this. Jesus. I'm just seeing this. The Holy Ghost just showed me this. He said in the first verse, through the righteousness. Second verse, through the knowledge. Third verse, through the knowledge again of him that have called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, escaping the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now, one more verse I want to read. And I'll start giving you some principles how to live in multiplied favor the rest of your life. How many like that?
Yes.
How many believe God is able to do that?
Yes.
If I cooperate with him.
Yes.
All right, in Romans chapter 5. We'll come by that. Romans chapter 5. My, my, my. Boy, you're going to be blessed this year. My, I'm telling you, the wind blowing, I'm telling you, the wind of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. You know, most men won't say it, but I'll say it. This is the year you're going to get your house. You've been believing for a house? This will be the year. Don't pay no attention to the economy and what they're arguing about political-wise. Listen to me. Listen to God's word. This is the year you're going to move. Those of you who desire to move, this is the year. Now, I like my house so much I don't want to move. But I did move. I moved out of a trailer into a house, then I moved where I am now. All right, Romans chapter 5, verse 17. And the Bible is not effective without talking about what Jesus did or what God did for us through Christ on the cross. It says in the 17th verse, for if by one man, Romans 5, 17, for if by one man offense, death reigned by one. And when you say death reigned, you mean struggles and everything else. You know, death is the final enemy, but sickness and disease reign, all that reign. Much more, they which receive, now here we go, abundance of grace or abundance of favor. You see that? And of the gift of righteousness shall what? Reign in life by one Jesus Christ. You cannot reign without some substance. You can't reign by just saying hallelujah. Not in the world. You might do that in heaven. But down here, you're going to have to know more than hallelujah. You're going to have some manifestation. When we say heaven, open the door. Now, God's doors are open. We just saw that. But you know in Revelation 3:20, he says what? Behold, I stand at the door and knock if any man. We use that for evangelism, but at the same token, everything from God, you got to open your heart for God to be able to give it to you. Behold, I stand at the door and knock if any man hear my voice, I'll come in and sup with them. See, so he's knocking. These blessings are knocking. Favor is going to be knocking at your door. Now, let me say, don't get upset. Don't be a dummy. Open the door. Don't be talking about, Lord, that's too much. What is too much? Open the doggone door and let God bless you. So, everybody, I want you to hear favor knocking at your door. Just keep on knocking. Favor going to keep on knocking. And then You say, well, I got 25 favor. Well, 25 favor ain't nothing for God. Keep opening the door. All right? Notice in Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. I know my secretary, what she's saying, now he ain't going to get forward with this. All this stuff I'm going to type out. But I just tell you, Revelation chapter 5. So when are we going to get to it? I wonder too. We need to see some things here that are open to us by Jesus. In Revelation 5, 12, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb. That was what? Lamb. See, that's cross talk. Notice what he's slain for. To receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Hallelujah. Who was he receiving that for? The church. The believer. You. You must meditate there. Look in the 7th chapter of Revelation. These blessings can flow through power. They can flow through, these favor can flow through power. They can flow through riches. They can flow through wisdom. They can flow through strength. They can flow through honor. They can flow through glory. They can flow through blessing, which the Lord Jesus already purchased for us. The 7th chapter and the 12th verse. Again, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. That's powerful, isn't it? Now, notice this. As we move into this year of multiplied favor, now you're going to have to remind yourself and you're going to have to say it. We're moving into the year of multiplied favor. Say it. That means you, your household, your family, your children, everything acquainted with you, everything connected to you, everybody connected to you, they are moving into the year of multiplied favor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't care how it look. You hold fast to that confession. Listen very carefully. In your faith, stay connected to grace. It's amazing. Now, here's the type of grace you got to stay connected to, and here's where we're going. Because these things hold us back where there is no condemnation. Mistakes, but no condemnation. No judgment. You've already been judged. You might be flopping around the water not swimming, but you're going to get straight. But Jesus took your judgment. Jesus took your condemnation. See, if you get stuck in condemnation because you made a mistake, you're not going to flow. Satan always going to hold that against you. You got to tell him, look at him, straighten the eye and tell him, hey, that's under the blood. No anger. God's not angry with you. You have to know that to flow with God. You know, like as if God don't want to ride in the car with you. God's not angry with you. All right? Always forgiveness, no punishment. Jesus took your punishment. Y'all don't even answer me right. Y'all want to be punished, don't you? Y'all so used to the punished gospel. Y'all hear the grace gospel and say, I can't be punished no more. He took your punishment. So now Satan can't lie to you and say that cancer came on your body because you're no good. He keep that lie on you, he can keep cancer in your body. But if he can't keep that lie on you, that cancer have to come out of your body because you know better. You know God didn't do that. Never being absent from God's love. A believer, You are never absent from God's love. Even in your ugliest ways, his love still there with you. I got to get an amen.
Amen.
We're going to take a while to walk y'all out of this punishment and condemnation and, you know, totally dependent upon the Holy Spirit. Watch me now. Listen. This is the way the believer life should be. Never running into impossibilities. Hallelujah. In Christ, in Jesus, never running into impossibilities. There will be no more impossibilities in your life. Favor is greater. What a year. No more impossibility. I might not know what to do right now, but I'm going to be still until God speaks. And when God speaks, all impossibilities become possible. I'm a child of a king. He's not angry with me. I'm not in condemnation. He loves me. Even though I might have messed up, he still loved me. He's, wow! Somebody help me here. Glory to God. Never run into the impossibility, knowing you are the winner of every battle before it starts. Write that down. I'm the winner of every battle before it starts. You can start a battle, but I know who's going to win. Always releasing your faith to receive heaven's substance. Now, I like this part when God told me he's going to teach me some more about the cross, and the cross is where grace was manufactured at, grace and righteousness. It was manufactured at the cross. The impartation of grace through the cross of Christ has released rivers of favors available to the child of God. When Jesus died on that cross, that's where that favor was released at. Now, let me give you some things to deal with so you can locate yourself and how to function in his favor. How many of y'all want to know how to really function in his favor? All right, let me give you some points here. I want you to turn to 1 John 4. Because I want you to be able to navigate yourself in this time of favor. Who knows if you didn't born for a time such as this? Huh? I want to navigate here. And I want to show you a few scriptures that are going to help us along that line, that the Holy Spirit can work with us behind closed doors when nobody else with us. That's when the word really good. You know, everybody can get happy in this little crew here, you know. Hallelujah. 1 John 4. Let me get it. I got a different Bible here. 1 John 4. All right. I'm going to make a statement before I read a verse in that chapter. You must know this type of favor is available to the believer. You must know this type of favor is available to you. Did you hear me? As a child of God, every child of God now, you must know this multiplied favor is always knocking at your life. You must know that. And I think if you see how Jesus, let's hold your finger in John. Let's look at a scripture in Luke. Luke chapter 2, I think it is, verse 52. Before we read this verse in John. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
I know if y'all wanted a hooping and a hollering and a groaning performance, you came to the wrong church. I've served my time in that. I got free a few years ago. Now, what I say, you must know this type of favor, what? Talk to me. Available to the believer. You, how many believers we got here? All right, so this multiplied favor we're talking about is available to you. All right? Now, notice there in Luke 2:52, it says, and Jesus, increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Now, you're going to have this favor with God and man. Now, man, there are some men might not want to favor you. I've had favors come from men I know didn't want to do it. But they had to do it if they want to stay alive. See? And so you'll be walking in business places getting favor, and people, ladies say, I don't know why I'm doing this. But you're going to have that anointing on you from this night. You're going to wear this anointing the rest of your life. Matter of fact, I pronounce and favor anointing on every person under the sound of my voice right now that some things you couldn't do, some places you couldn't get what you needed to get, you're always not going to abide in superabundance by the law of faith and by the law of impartation, by permission of the Holy Spirit. Those of you who thought you have been having bad times and bad luck, you better put another garment on, because you're going to have good luck, good time. You're going to be blessed the rest of your day. Man, if I was you, I'd be screaming. Look at you, got a suit on tonight. I see you. I'll be screaming. All right, now the point, you may be seated. The point is, Jesus increased in favor. You saw that? I'm in him. You heard that? Jesus increased in favor. I'm in him. You heard that? Because the next verse is going to make some sense as we read it. See? Jesus constantly increasing in favor with, and he was in favor with some religious folks who didn't want to be in favor with, but they had to do something. He said, tell the man, send the donkey. I say, I want the donkey. Unhook him. Whatever you got, bring him here. I want the donkey, see? So here in 1 John now, 1 John. Look at 1 John 4. Verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as notice it didn't say, so are we in heaven. So everything the Bible says about Jesus, come on, do it. It's talking to me. So Jesus constantly lived in increased favor. And now a word has come from the Lord to us, giving us our divine right to live in a time of multiplied favor. Unearned. You didn't go to school for it. You didn't work overtime for it. You don't need a better job to get it. It's from God. So turn your favor expectation on. Write that down. You need to have that. If it looks like it's not going to go right, say, wait, I'm just by faith, say, I'm turning my favor expectation on. This thing normally don't supposed to work out, but I find out. Yeah. It wasn't supposed to come out like this normally, but I find out I'm walking in favor. Now, there are 7 keys to understanding this type of favor. I might not be able to get them all. But go back to 2 Peter, because there's an arrangement made there in 2 Peter for you to understand this thing, man. I tell you, you get to living in favor. Now, I'm living in favor of me. I'm not going to live nowhere else. I might got to go to the town hall and try to get a judge to help me change my street to the name that's already evergreen. You know, that money there. I might get him to change the street to Faber. Faber Avenue. I laugh at the judge today. I stopped to talk to my son. It wasn't Judge Turner. Judge Horton, he stayed down in Sam subdivision down the street from me. And I stopped and talked to my son in his car. And my wife and I were talking to Darnell and Deidre. We was parking in the street, you know, in front of the judge's house. So the judge come running out there and shook my hand. And we said it happened to you and everything, you know. And then the judge looked around. Said, man, I thought this was my wife. He got calls like Darnell, you know. And he come out there. He thought his wife was talking to us. He got between both of the cars. And didn't know it wasn't his wife. He looked back and shake it, say something to his wife. Darnell shook his hand out. He said, I thought of. Second Peter. Now, you back at Second Peter? I want you there. I'm a little slower than you, but just work with me. Second Peter. Because I'm about to make some statement. I want you to catch on to it and be blessed. Yes, sir. Talking about these seven keys of understanding. This type of favor. What type of favor now? How long? Now, God does not take back what he said. So the person sitting next to you can go on in favor and you can stop crying and go back to labor. Somebody say it this way. I'm going to say it this way. One moment of favor is better than 10 years of labor. Now, one of the keys is, and we're just getting there like we should, for this type of favor, is apostolic leadership, teaching, and anointing. Apostolic leadership, teaching and anointing. Now, every church should have it. But the church has become so competitive that the apostles and the prophet and the pastors and the teachers are not getting along like this year. And the church don't know how to treat an apostle. And so I see what God doing. God is now combining the gifts together in a church that he can get that full flow from heaven to earth in a church. Now the atmosphere of this church has changed. I have a tendency to see blessing more and see you in a different light, in a light of love, in a light of not beating on you but feeding you, that you can grow and develop. Don't be hard, but be soft and be ready to receive. So this apostolic leadership and teaching. Look at Ephesians 2:20. See, if the foundation wrong, guess what's going to happen to the building? Huh? Talk to me. You know, it took so long to put the foundation down for my house. And man, I want to see some lumber or something. They're down digging and putting wire. So I talked to the contractor. He said, oh, no, Reverend, this house, you got to go down. See, in New Orleans, you had to go deeper. Man, I want to see some. And then, if you know, that foundation, they poured concrete. The lady come there later, half drunk. She told me, said, I heard y'all building a church over here. That's why you're going to baptize the people? Saw the next day, she was embarrassed. She was embarrassed. She was drunk as a skunk, man, to come to y'all. Reverend, I heard you're going to build a church over here. I'm going to build a church in the subdivision. I tell you what, drunk people having some fun, though. She was having fun, boy. She was embarrassed the next day, but she had some fun while she was drunk. Notice that, Ephesians 2:20. And built upon the foundation of what? And what? And who? Himself what? See, that foundation, you're not going to be able to operate in multiplied favor unless you get the right teaching about favor. God is not angry with you. God loves you. God is not holding nothing against you. God will not punish you. If you receive any punishment, you letting Satan punish you, putting God's name on it. Stop him. All right, so you got to have the proper teaching, all right? That's why we, Ephesians 4:11, talk about the apostle, prophet, teacher, pastor, and evangelist, and said they're to build you up and to edify you, bring you to maturity. Ephesians 4, I don't have time to go there, but then it says, You'll be mature to know what doctrine to receive, what not to receive, what to say, what not to say, right? In Ephesians 4, right? All right, now look. Number two, you have to understand obtaining like precious faith. You got to come to the point you understand. That's in our text in 2 Peter. You got to understand how precious faith is in the operation of the things of God. See, without faith, what did Hebrews 11:6 say? All right, so every transaction in the kingdom must have faith for it. And that's why faith is so, Peter said faith obtaining like precious faith. Faith is precious because it can make all heaven move. Faith can move the hand of God. Faith can move the hand of Jesus. Faith can move the hand of the Holy Spirit. Are you following me? Faith carries miracles in his hand. Faith carries signs, wonders, answers, solutions. Faith carries that. That's why faith is so precious, because without faith, we can't tap into all the eternal promises of God. God is a faith God. See? Yes, 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 faith is precious. And knowing how to operate in faith, you'll be able to tap into what God promised you. All the promises of God are yea and amen. I don't know why we're getting all of these other answers. Wait, late, wrong gate. Now the third key here is constantly flowing through the righteousness of God. Constantly flowing through the righteousness of God. In other words, you must stay in a righteous attitude. Not because you're so right, because he's right.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
And you are in him.
Glory to God.
Never to come out.
Thank you, Lord.
You have eternal life, right?
Yes, sir.
See? 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 Don't let what you do turn God off. God won't turn off. God never turn off for you. God never turn his back on you. God never leave you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He meant that. Even if you mess up. Are you following me? God loves you. And God wants you to have what he say you can have. The devil is a liar. Say it now.
The devil is a liar.
See that? Now you can say the devil's a liar because you know better. God is not holding nothing back from me. God not holding nothing back from you. Matter of fact, God wants to use you for advertisement. He wants you to preach the gospel that sinners can be saved, and he wants sinners to see how good he is to you. Hallelujah. So constantly flowing through the righteousness of God. You were made the righteousness of God. Look at 2 Corinthians 5:21. We know he became sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Quickly, turn that, because I want you to look at another verse right quick. So how long are you going to preach? Till 2014? From 2013 to 2014, about a year. I'm going to preach a year. You see what he said in 2 Corinthians 5:21? Huh?
Yeah.
All right. Now, if you don't understand righteousness, You cannot function in the gospel. Turn to Romans chapter 1 now. If you don't understand righteousness, you don't understand that your righteousness is because of his righteousness. Righteousness means I'm in right standing with God, and I have certain rights the average person do not have. Because I'm in Christ, I'm in the kingdom. And because I'm in the kingdom, I'm in the promises. And because I'm in the promises, I have a special faith I can operate in, and I got a special type of life. Because I've been made the righteousness of God. Yeah, no, you're not filthy rag. You were filthy rag. You might have done a filthy thing, but you're not filthy rag. Once you decide to get yourself on up, you're right back with God. I wish somebody was praying to get from under this punishment. Y'all, I know I'm going to be teaching y'all about 5 or 6 years to get y'all out of this. What y'all been taught all these years. But no. I've been looking for this. I see it. I have seen the light. Hallelujah. I'm not afraid of sin. The church have no business being afraid when a person make a mistake. Let that person come sit down and hear the gospel. They're going to get it right because they got something in them connected with God. And when they hop, when they hear God's word, a judgment go to going on the inside of them. But we run them off. We become the judge. We're not going to do that here. Thank God, but no, we're not going to do it. No, we're not going to do it. No. Now, Paul said in Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. What gospel? The gospel of grace. Gospel of love. Gospel of forgiveness. For it's the power of God and the salvation to everyone believe. For it's the Jew and the Greek. And it said, wherein, the next verse said, what did it say? Reveal. The righteousness of God is revealed. And that righteousness is revealed in us. You are not righteous because of what you do. You are righteous because of who you are. Talk to me here. And that righteousness will break bad behaviors that come in your life when you hear the gospel. There's something that in you connect with the gospel and change your mind about wrong things. Number four is dealing with our text. So I want to go back to Peter, where the Lord arrested me with this multiplied favor for this year. And so I want to go back to it now. You doing all right? Now, I bet you one thing. Everybody look this way. I bet you one thing. Is not one person in this place right now feel out of place. Every person in the house know they're at their father's house now. Even the prodigal. There may be some prodigals in here and you're not walking like you should, but you know you're at the Father's house. You see the robe, you see the ring, and you see the shoe. You can come sit up here, and you're not condemned. You can sense God's love wrapping itself around you. Say, wow, man. See, that's what God wants. That's where the glory going to fall. Someday the glory going to fall on you. Everybody going to be on the floor. Because God's power going to come in here. Because God wanted his people to know that I love you, and you're going to make it. Yes, tell a person next to you, you're going to make it. Tell them you're going to live for God every day of your life. Any habit you got, I say in the name of Jesus, you're free from it. And that's what brothers and sisters should do. That's what brothers and sisters should do. See, I accept you as a brother. I accept you as a sister. See, but I'm also speaking a breakthrough over you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Now notice in verse 4 of our text, 2 Peter 1 and 4, he says, whereby are given unto us, you with me? Exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Really, my text was in the other voice, though. Let me see. Let me see. I want to make sure because that voice is, let's see. No, I got to go back up. My voice, my real voice, I want to get it back. Let me see. I want to see where it's multiplied. Verse 2. Look at verse 2. Grace. Now, say the word grace means favor. Grace and peace. Good God Almighty. Grace and peace be what?
Multiplied
unto you through what? The knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. See now, when I have to go back here, Corey. When you recognize God is not condemning you because you made a mistake. When you recognize God still loves you, even though you missed church 16 times in 1 month. God ain't sitting on your porch, I'm going to get this roach. He's not, you know, this dirty thing ain't been to church. I'm going to get him a day. I'm going to mess all the family up there. See, people think that because of the gospel we preach. Boy, you missed church 16 times in 1 month. Boy, you. Number 5. You must know that God has given you the divine privilege to operate in his divine power. There's a divine power anointing on you. There's supernatural strength, supernatural ability on you. Supernatural favor is coming to your house. Supernatural favor is coming up in your car when you drive. Supernatural favor is in your bedroom waiting on you. You're going to live this year, young man, you hear me? You're going to live young and old. You're going to live in supernatural favor. It's almost going to be strange things going to happen to you. Things you can't explain, son. Things going to happen. Good God Almighty, I never seen this before myself.
Yes, sir.
But be ready to receive it. Don't question the blessing so long you're running away. Tell it, come on in.
Come on in.
I've been looking for you. Things you've been trying to do. Things you've been praying about. Things you've been confessing about. Things you've been waiting on. I want to declare the wait is over. This anointing that the Lord is talking about, this anointing of multiplied favor. Not one favor, not two favor, not three favor, but just multiplied, abundance of favor. Yeah, I see it this year. Not just money, honey. Your marriage gonna get sweeter. Woo! You're gonna find your Juliet this year. You're gonna find your Romeo this year. This is the year. Everybody want him, here he come. I'm serious. Everybody want her, yes, she come. But just like me and Charles said, don't be blind when she come. See the girl, see the man. Ask him a question. Yes, he come. Yeah, he come. All right, let me do two more to make a close. Number 6. Knowing and activating the exceeding great and precious promises that belong to you. That's 2 Peter 1:4. Knowing and activating the exceeding great and precious promises that belong to you. I'm telling you how to get in there, you see. And number 7, knowing that you are partaker of his divine nature. Knowing that you are partaker. Now, all that's in those 4 verses. You got me, class? Holy Spirit, release me in the knowledge of this kind of favor. There is an anointing that comes from the Holy Spirit that will keep you covered with favor. Let me say that again. Let me say it again now. Let me say it again. Because some people, you think they got bad luck. You know? And some people on the voice by internet, you've been going through some hardship. That's why God have you listen tonight. Hardships are over. Favor going to push the truck of hardship over. My yoke is easy. My burdens are light. Hallelujah. You're going in this new year with a different anointing. A different expectation. It's not what you can do, it's what he can do. It's not what you can do for heaven, it's what heaven can do for you. It's not what you can do for Jesus, it's what Jesus can do for you. Receive. Believe and receive that the blessing, the favor, the goodness of God belong to you. Talk to yourself. Call any contradictory statement a lie. I know you lying. See. It's favor in this room. Turn to Psalm 5:12 right quick. Expect God's favor in everything you do and every place you go. What did he say? Expect in everything you do and every place you go. In other words, recognize that you are surrounded with God's favor. My house is surrounded with God's favor. My car, my business is surrounded with God's favor. I expect favor today, tomorrow. I expect favor next week, next month, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December. I'm going to walk in God's favor. I'm going to walk in favor the rest of my life. God love me. God want me to have the best. I'm going to have the best job. Wear the best clothes. Live in the best houses. Preach the best gospel. You see what Psalm 5:12 says, right? You saw what it said? What it said? Read Psalm 5:12 to me. Being surrounded with favor, you're talking about, right? As a shield. So that means none favors can't get to you. In Ephesians, they talk about the shield of faith. Now you got the shield of favor and the shield of faith. Woo. I wrote this. The gospel is the gospel of favor. It's good news. Notice 1 Thessalonians 1:5 quickly. Here's the key to always having favor in 1 Thessalonians. Hallelujah. I'm about to close. I'm hoping you're listening to this thing, man. And the Holy Spirit is going to help you. Use that lack precious faith. Read these notes over. Listen to the CD over. Multiplied favors on your life. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Tell 2-3 people, multiplied favors on my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Notice this gospel in 1 Thessalonians 1:5. This is the gospel I like. For our gospel came not in unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost. And in much assurance. And in much assurance that you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. Well, most of y'all know what manner of man I am. That's for your sake. God gave me as a gift to this church. But you do, you understand, God get the glory, but you understand what I'm saying? Huh? You know, you don't fully understand our relationship. We need to get better acquainted. You need to understand the constraint that is on my life by the Holy Ghost to be the best I can. And so to be the best of I can, I have to soak in weakness so he can be strong. When I stand before you, I don't stand in my own abilities because we all have become a failure. But when I trust him to help us to receive all the blessing God wants us to have, and know how to forgive one another when we mess up. Because I'm going to mess up sometimes. Sometimes you're going to mess up. Sometimes I might say something not too kosher. You just got to forgive me as a pastor. Let's go on. What about the 9,000 things I said that help you? And the same thing about you. You may make a mistake, but look at all the good things you have done. My God. How can I find fault with Joanne? Harry let her cook for me every day, feed my meal to me every day, me and my wife. She's taking care of us royally. How can, if she make a mistake, how can I turn just kick her and all the good things she have done? You have people in your life that God has put them in your life for a certain reason, and then they make one mistake, you're going to shoot them? Stupid, you're shooting your blessing. Because they're not easy to replace. Shooting yourself in the foot, you know. Sit down one more minute. Give me one more minute. Now, well, I'm going to close with this. Let your faith keep you in stable favor. I'm going to give you a scripture for this. Let your faith keep you in stable favor. In other words, don't be shaky when favor comes, because some of these things are going to overwhelm you. I've been overwhelmed so many times, man. Oh, my. I remember, you know, I talk about material things. Sometimes you got to talk about material things. I'm blessed. I got a good family. I'm blessed. My children love me. My wife love me. My grandchildren love me. I'm blessed. You know, I talk about these. Y'all already know that me, my family, and I, we are tight. Y'all know that. Yeah. We couldn't front this long. You know, like I'd be going to pulpit, Leroy Jr. say, I can't stand him. Out here lying to these people. You know how he is. Get behind the clothes, though. No, this is real. This is grace. Thank God for his grace. So every family come to this church. If your family is not flowing, because you're in a church with a family that is flowing, they're all going to come in one by one and line up. That's why you got to be mindful where you go. All right, let me close you now. Let your faith keep you in stable. Some people unstable, you know. There's some unstable Christians. One day they just been to heaven, to see them next day hell came down and brought 17 demons with them. They're rock and roll Christian, you know. Hebrews 13. We'll close that. Hebrews 13. Then we're going to let somebody confess all their sins. All the sin you've done in 2013? You want to let one person stand and confess all their sin. You'll never do it. Because there's some sins you committed you don't even know. notice these two verses. Now, one verse will work real strong over the years, but the next verse to it tell us something about grace. Tell us something about God's favor. Tell us something about receiving things. And I don't want to say that receiving things that we don't deserve, because in Christ we do deserve it. So grace give us what we do deserve in Christ. I like that. Yeah. Because we've been non-deservers long enough. The church, in the church, you know, I don't deserve this. Don't hold that. Talk to my hand. Are you in Christ? Well, tell me, ask you a question. What is it that Christ do not deserve? That's the same thing you don't deserve. What is it that Christ do deserve? Talk to me. That's the same thing you deserve. Because your life is hidden in Christ. How many of y'all going to New Year expecting favor? You're wrong. You're going to New Year expecting favor. You might get two. What multiply mean? How many of y'all was pretty good in school in multiplication? How many of y'all lying? What about algebra? How many of y'all was good in geometry? What? You were good in geometry? Let me see, can I get up? Get him to bring me a blackboard out here. Jesus Christ. Come on, let's get to the last verse. 13 and 8. Hebrews 13 and 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. What does that mean? He has not changed, right? Then there's a scripture over in Acts 10:34 says, God has no respect of person. All right? But look at the ninth verse now. This is opening. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrine. Now, this is a perverted gospel, that God punishing you, that God looking out, trying to catch you doing something wrong, and God doesn't love you at this point right now. He don't love you because you're in your sin. See, that's a lie. God never stopped loving you. You see, I'll never forsake you, never leave you. Say it, God love me. Thank God, God love me. All right. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrine, for it is a good thing. Come on, I want you to underline this. For it is a good thing that the heart, for it is a good thing that, look with me now, Claire. For it is a good thing, I'm closing, that the heart, for it is a good thing, it is a good thing that the heart, you listen? For it's a good thing that the heart be established. Not with works. With grace. Now, you know, if you know this, it's going to help you. You know, grace is a person. Grace is Jesus. The Bible says when he was manifest, he come full of grace and truth. So we could read this, for it's a good thing that the heart be established with Jesus, or with Christ. That's right. Not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein, but that your heart be established with grace. Amen?
Amen.
That your heart, and I'll say it another way in closing, and I hear it by the Spirit of God, that your heart be established in favor. I know I'm supposed to get this favor. You see what I'm saying? Not only expecting favor, but having a heart that is established in favor. For God so loved the world. He gave. He keep on giving, you see. His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If God so loved the world, he did. And if because God loved the world, I'm saved, there's nothing else that God cannot produce in my life. Stand on your feet. I'm looking for favor, man. Woo! There's going to be some favor this year, boy. Favor, 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 favor. Favor, favor is falling. Favor is falling. Favor is falling. Favor, favor, favor. Let me give you a word I got from the Lord. We got about 12 minutes before we go over in the new year. I was thinking about serving community. I don't know if I'm going to serve it or not. I'm going to serve it Sunday, but I don't know if I'm going to serve communion tonight. I know the girl got it fixed. I want to read something to you, and I think we'll get up out of here. Hallelujah. I want to give you a prophecy that the Lord gave me, and I need to get it out to you. It'll be a good one for this year. It's prophecy that the Lord gave me a couple of Sundays ago. I thought it was for, but then he bring it back to me for the night. And this is the way the Lord spoke it. He rose. I am risen with him. The mountain must come down. Everything that's blocking you, hindering your pathway, forgetting where you're going, he said, must come down. And today I will put my power on display. Peep in on the other side. That way, in victory, you will abide. The rivers are flowing. Now, we know the Bible talks about the rivers flowing, but there's a force of blessing with the river flowing. The rivers are flowing, washing away the thieves out of the temple of God. That's sickness and disease. It isn't easy as it looks. The forces of heaven will take care of it. The forces of rivers are flowing waters. See it. Hear it. Yield to it. The rushing mighty wind is blowing. Yield to it. The rivers are flowing. The wind are blowing, and the glory of the fire will begin showing. The glory of the Lord is on the scene. Prepare for the best, for you will enter into my rest. Lift your hand and praise God. Father, we thank you tonight that you have brought us a long ways. Many, many things this year you've done for us. We are so thankful.